اللهم بارك. انا بانجا. اللهم بارك. I don't know what this guy's name is. Someone find me his name now. Now. Please. I love you.
بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن أول بيت وضع للناس للذي ببكة مباركا وهدى للعالمين. فيه آيات بينات مقام إبراهيم ومن دخله كان آمنا. ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا ومن كفر فإن الله غني عن العالم.
Now Allahumma barik. I don't know what this guy's name is, but he is a danger. Allahumma barik. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard him. But all of this, remember, is just for you to focus on the meaning. Inshallah, spend that time to understand the book of Allah in the language that Allah sent it down, because clearly there must be some hikmah behind it. Let's get on to the reading section. Now, if we're going to look at the same criteria we always look at, bi-idhnillahi al-bari, we're going to start off with tajweed, and then makharij, which is the part of tajweed, then melody and composure. And I have to say, for a guy to be able to do this live in the flesh, not in the studio, but in the flesh, Allahumma barik, has to be above a 9.2. I'm going to go for 9.5, because, well, that's tech, man. It's tech. If you guys don't think it's 9.5, you recite it like that then. May Allah bless you a lot. But if you guys want to know how to recite the book of Allah from basics, from right from the beginning, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, drop us a DM. And we are getting through the DM. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard you. We're not ignoring them. Okay? Hey, salam alaykum wa rahmatullah.